minutes. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Joining us to talk a little bit about a contest that's going on that involves students from around the area, the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Wyman. Dr. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Yeah, that is.
I guess we can still say that in January. Lee Perry Bello is here from Blue Water Area Transit as well. Good morning, Lee
Good
Perry.
Good morning, Paul.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Wyman, tell us a little bit about this contest.
Well, this weekend actually is a very special weekend in Marysville. For the past 5 years, we've been recognizing Martin Luther King Day, and we've been celebrating the work that he's done for us here in our country and having a day off. So all of our students and staff will be off on this Monday. And there's a lot of events and activities, educational experiences that kids can participate in with their family in their churches. And also there's a special event coming up on Martin Luther King Day, the 18th annual Martin Luther King Day Jr. celebration at St. Clair Community College, which I'll be there at 6 o'clock at the Fine Arts Theater. But, you know, I know Lee Perry Bello very well. He's a member of our Lions Club in Marysville. He does a lot for us in our community. And he reached out to me about a contest and a bus wrap. And the art contest will involve, you know, designing some things for a special bus wrap to be placed on some of our buses here in the area. And I was very excited to hear about it. It's a competition between Marysville and also Port Huron Schools. And, of course, you know, it's a great thing to do because it benefits kids. And also it's in memory of a great person, a great man.
Lee Perry, tell us a little bit more about the contest.
Well, we're very excited about it, Paul. What's going to happen is we're going to have fifth graders in Marysville and Port Huron design a bus wrap that the theme is the Freedom Riders. And of course, that's not only around Martin Luther King, but also around Rosa Parks. So this will be for next year. So the contest we're announcing now this year, obviously, for MLK Day. But the wrap will actually happen next year. But we have some other events that are going to be happening leading up to that as well. So we're very excited. I can't think of anything cooler for an 11-year-old than to see their artwork on the side of a 40-foot bus traveling through town.
Right. That is pretty cool. And so this, again, is involving students from throughout both districts, Marysville and Port Huron.
Marysville and Port Huron fifth graders, yep.
Fantastic.
We're very excited about it. You know, and the benefit is this, an opportunity for kids to do something fun that has an educational purpose and to design something that actually is going to be featured on something that will travel. It's like a moving billboard.
Sure.
Around the community and everything. That's an exciting thing to have happen. So
it is very exciting.
That's fantastic. What is the deadline for entry? Are these students doing this in conjunction with their art classes at school?
I assume so. The art teachers will be announcing it in their classes,
right.
And then in March we'll announce the end of March we'll announce the winners, and then they're going to work with an artist to make sure that their artwork will fit the bus.
Yeah,
and then it'll go on the bus for next year.
How exciting! Good for whoever wins. It's a really neat prize and a neat contest and a great idea. Everything going well in the Marysville district as we start a brand new calendar year?
Yes.
About halfway through this school year, aren't
we? Yes. Next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, finally our midterm examinations will be happening.
Wow.
Records Day on Friday. We'll be closing out the semester and transitioning into the second half of the year already.
Boy, oh boy. Wow. Goes by fast, doesn't it? Great. If people have questions about this contest, they can contact the school or Blue Water Transit?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Lee Perry, good to see you.
Good to see you, Paul. Thanks.
And Dr. Wyman, thank you for coming in as well. Good
thank
to see you.
You.
It is 16 past 9 o'clock now here on WPHM on this Friday morning.